This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on how can we get the Rip Off Us Now sign off our backs. I just have to wonder why, when we're in a period of historic wealth and income concentration at the top, there are so many outfits trying to rip off low and moderate income families at the bottom. The hustles keep rolling down on our people like an avalanche. The Student Debt Project issued a report saying the average graduate is now leaving school with $29,400 worth of debt. Okay, maybe colleges and universities are not rip-off artists, but the evidence is piling up that even if so many of our people signed the loans willingly, the institutions were predatory, waving a dream with one hand while pulling out the rug of reality with the other. Everyone is finally discovering how predatory payday loans are for low and moderate income families, as if it were news. Some hope the relatively new Elizabeth Warren promoted Consumer Finance Protection Bureau may zero in on these companies. Their reports are devastating and worth repeating. Of about 12 million payday loans issued across more than 30 states, only 15% of borrowers could raise the money to repay the entire debt without borrowing again without 14 days. 20% of these borrowers eventually defaulted. Nearly two-thirds renewed a loan and were on the hook for fees that could put them on the road to financial ruin. 3 out of 5 payday loans were made to people whose loan fees exceeded the amount borrowed. Yes, like student loans, there's no benchmark of affordability being used here. And how about auto loans? Capital One is leading the pack with Wells Fargo right behind and pushing these loans out the door. And low and moderate income families are gobbling them up. We made it through the recession on repairs, and now in 2014, the old buckets of bolts are just past repair, and people have to have the wheels under them to get to work, school, and whatever. Flooded with money, since banks are not making loans, we have the home financing bubble and securitization schemes coming back, along with no-interest teasers and high-interest balloons, creating a new subprime market in auto loans. Wells Fargo, for example, made $7.8 billion in auto loans in the second quarter, up 9% from a year earlier, with $52.6 billion in outstanding car loans. 17% of the total auto loans went to borrowers with credit scores of 600 or less. The first 3 months of this year, banks had to write off as entirely uncollectible an average of $8,541 of each delinquent auto loan, up about 15% from a year earlier, according to Experian. And, of course, like student loans and payday loans, there's no benchmark of affordability, meaning the ability to pay back the loans being used here either. What does it take to get some real action by the government, the local, state, and federal level to take the Rip Us Off Now sign off the back of working families? This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.